In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, you may be seated. It's a beautiful holiday weekend and a marvelous time to be alive, in America. We don't do it anymore, I suppose, because patriotism mixed with religion so often and quickly becomes jingoistic. But we did it this morning, and when I was a boy growing up in the church, not one but two beloved sacred symbols were always carried down the aisle in the opening procession, the cross and the American flag. Our acolyte masters in those years at St. Andrew's Episcopal Church were John Hutt and Frank Lewis, and they taught us to carry the flag proudly, hanging with a drape that showed it off dramatically and beautifully. My first awareness of the military came with the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor and the huge, huge growth here that suddenly swallowed up the small town that was Panama City in the late 1930s and early 1940s. Across the bay, Cromington and other small communities were taken over for use by Tyndall Field, a new Army Air Corps station. The U.S. Navy put a base on the bay at the western end of Hathaway Bridge. And many of you may not know this, but right here in the Cove, just a few blocks from downtown Harrison Avenue on Massalina Bayou, where I was living at the time, this south side of the noisy wooden bridge that was Tarpon Dock Bridge, a Coast Guard station suddenly opened. Blue stars began appearing on the front windows of homes to sign that someone in that family was serving in the military. And then to see a blue star replaced by a gold star told all the world that someone in that home had given what Abraham Lincoln called the last full measure of devotion. Before you knew it, Sunday afternoons in Panama City were exciting because of the launching of the Liberty ships at Wainwright Shipyard, where the port facility is now. And there's some folks here today, no doubt, who with me will remember not only Pearl Harbor, but Panama City before and right after Pearl Harbor. So many American servicemen and families moved into Panama City with those new military bases that there was an instant enormous housing shortage. It was critical. And we families in the town were asked to squeeze up and take military folks into our homes. I lived on Massalina Drive just a few blocks away from here, and our house there on Massalina Drive had two bedrooms and a full bath upstairs, and my parents moved all us kids downstairs for the duration of the war. In our upstairs bedrooms for the war years, we had two families at a time sharing a bath, one family to a bedroom, staying a few weeks or months, however long their training period lasted. Sometimes a couple, sometimes a family with a child or two. Army, Air Corps, Navy, Coast Guard, it was close living, but we did it for love of country and as part of the war effort. And frankly, my mother never seemed to mind collecting the rent. For that war, peace came in 1945 and lasted. We had peace until January 25th, 1950, when South Korea was attacked and a new war began. On the mall in Washington, D.C., there is a Korean War memorial. Maybe you've seen it. It's a wonderful display that shows our troops fighting there in Korea in the rain and the freezing cold. And we used to read and hear and see newsreels about the bitter Korean winter. My favorite memorial in Washington, D.C. used to be the Lincoln and Jefferson memorials. But when the Vietnam Memorial was put up and dedicated, that wall, which now has 58,261 names, stole my heart, partly because Those were my Navy years, including serving in a warship on Yankee Station. If you look back, you may remember with me that that was an unpopular war here at home. And during that time, we who had tours of duty in Washington, D.C., were advised not to wear the uniform on the streets because of public hostility and anger about the war. And many who wore it proudly anyway were hit or spit upon while walking down sidewalks on public streets in the nation's capital. We military did not want or start that war. And many Americans don't seem to realize that war is not a military decision. It is a political decision that is decided by elected politicians, the people whom you have elected, and it is meant to reflect the will and determination of the people and the nation's vital interest. As well as World War II, Korea, and Vietnam, there are no doubt here today veterans and heroes of other campaigns, and that would include the First Gulf War and the war in Afghanistan and the Iraq War, military heroes and civilian heroes. And many are present this morning, not in body, but in spirit and in our hearts, because you see, this is a holy day for us and for all of them. We live in an age that 50 and more years ago, we were confident would be a time of peace, and it almost was. But people are strange. People are strange, and the world has changed, and the world is changing. And the need, I suggest to you this morning, the need to maintain our military alertness and capability may be more critical today than ever to the nation's future and to the future of the world. King David was a war hero, and Joshua before him. And anyone who knows the Bible knows that in Old Testament times, even God's own self used military might to overcome and destroy evil. People have life and breath and are free only because so many have been and are willing to give the time of life and even life itself to serve. Now, looking back over the course of my life, yours will be different, but the heroes of my time include General George Washington and President Abraham Lincoln and General Dwight Eisenhower, who led military forces to save America and the world in times of great crisis. My heroes also are the military people of today who have done and do and have given and give so much. My prayer this morning is that we may always honor them, provide them with the resources and the strong and competent leadership that they need and that they deserve to keep America honorable and strong and great and under God. Would you stand now and bless them and bless our country as we sing together, God bless America.
believe.